Welcome to Ask the Authors. I'm Carmen Volokay.
I'm Randy Harrington.
And today we are talking about happiness.
Happiness. You know, it's something that, you know, you feel like is kind of a like, what? Happiness?
Can you be happy?
Yeah, I know. I've been too busy to be happy. You know, and it's my experience when I talk to other people out on the road or whatever, that what we do when we share our lives, how are you, is we don't talk about how happy we are.
We don't. Or when we think about being happy, we think about it being something that we get to do when we're not working.
Exactly.
And what I'm excited about today is it turns out we can be happy at work.
Inconceivable.
I know, right?
It's amazing. Well, and the good news is that neither of us have to be the experts here. We have a bona fide happiness expert with us on the phone. Please give a warm evolutionary welcome to Chris Cook. Chris is the CEO of Capiche, which is a consulting firm that is dedicated to the idea that you can actually be happy at work. Chris, are you there?
I am. Thank
welcome.
You. So, think of happiness as in how you get a high-performing team. It's not just some soft little thing that, you know, people want in their lives. What it really means is if you've got trust, you've got commitment, you've got conviction, you've got pride, you've got these things going, you're going to have a high-performing team.
Gotcha. So it's kind of funny, isn't it, that you were right, Carmen. Happiness actually has kind of a bad rap as far as we don't think it's substantive.
Right. I think it's like we equate it with vacation time or goofing off or being selfish. And so those must be things that you do when you're not at work.
And what Chris is telling us is, no, happiness is critical to performance. Okay, if I buy your premise that happiness is a key to high-performing teams, can we make people happy? What do we have to do?
Well, you know, happiness is really a joint responsibility between the employee and the employer. But the employer can create a culture where their employees can thrive, where they can feel as though they're achieving their potential, where they feel like they're doing something worthwhile, where they're not totally stressed out, where they can be themselves, they can influence decisions, they can even have friends at work. Employers can create a place, a culture where it's okay, where it's actually even desirable to have happy employees.
Reading between the lines there, what you're hinting at, I think, is that we can be more intentional about creating those cultures that are essentially good gardens to grow happiness. Is that the basic idea?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So, Chris, is there an example you can give us of a company people might know where this happiness culture is alive and well?
Gosh, Carmen, you know, the first one that always comes to my mind is Zappos.
Mm.
You know, they're an online retailer. They're doing over $1 billion a year, and they've only been around for 10 years. The CEO, Tony Hsieh, from the very beginning was super intentional about creating a culture where his employees were happy, and from day one, that has been their biggest focus, and because of that, they give better customer service. The customers love them and come back, and because of that, they're making lots of money. So happiness really can be the path to greater profits.
Wow, I love Zappos.
I've heard nothing but amazing stories, and I mean ridiculous stories of service.
Mm-hmm.
That break all kinds of rules, you know, where a woman will stay on the phone with a customer for hours if necessary.
You know, right.
It's crazy. But so your point is that Zappos is kind of a flagship example of somebody who set out to say, we want to have happy employees. And mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, that's actually turning into a $1 billion business.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They totally break all the rules when it comes to, you know, telephone retail. And, you know, you heard Carmen say, I love Zappos. How many companies do you say, I love?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
That feeling about. Well, you know, Chris, you were talking about breaking all the rules. And in our book, Evolutionaries, we talk about leaders who often build the highest performing teams in ways that might seem like they're breaking some rules or are pretty innovative or different. And I was just wondering, what is your take on leaders that are operating in high change environments or leading transformational change? You often hear that people can be pretty fearful in those situations. Is it possible to have big changes in an organization and still have people be happy?
Yes. And, you know, you've got your evolutionaries, your leaders that are, you know, high energy, high speed. It's really, it's contagious. And especially if they're bringing the employees along with them, you know, it's not a top-down kind of thing. When you create a culture, you know, you create it from within. It's like you're unearthing the DNA of the organization. The time when it gets scary is when the communication isn't there.
So communication then is one of the mechanisms by which leaders are able to bring employees along. Is that something you actually coach leaders on, or how do you work with a client?
Oh, boy, do I ever coach on communication. How I work with a client is I've got a couple of assessment tools that I really like that I start out with. And one of these that I particularly like measures what I call the key drivers of happiness at work. And this is based on research that was done at Oxford University over the last few years, and it's been tried out on 9,000 people worldwide. And so the things that I measure are trust, recognition, how much do people get and give, what kind of pride do they have in the organization, their confidence, their conviction, what the contribution is that they're making, what's their commitment to the organization, and then what's the culture. How do they fit in the culture? Typically, you'll find one or two areas that are really strong, which is great, but you'll also find areas that could use some improvement. And so, for example, if people don't feel recognized, that's really going to hurt their commitment and their conviction. Okay, so we do individual coaching, one-on-one leadership coaching, and we do group workshops based on the things that come up. So we could be doing a workshop on recognition. Mm. People like to be recognized in different ways. Do you know how your subordinates like to be recognized? Do you know how your boss likes to be recognized?
You know, Chris, as I listen to you tell this story, I think of why would anybody not want to do this in their organization? I mean, I think we all value being happy and being around happy people, being in a happy place. What you're saying, or at least what the data shows, is this isn't something to do just because it's the right thing. There really is a return on investment for this kind of culture. Is that right?
There absolutely is a return on investment. Yep. You know, and you can specifically point to things like sick time. You know, your happiest employees are probably taking less than a day a year of sick leave, whereas unhappy employees, I've seen cases of people taking 10 to 20 days. And you look at turnover, maybe right now people are staying in jobs a little bit longer, but in a typical age, people, if they're not happy, they're usually out of a job within 5 or 6 months, whereas your happy people are going to stay 5 or more years. And the cost of turnover is enormous.
But I can imagine that when you go and make a conversation or make a pitch, and I'm going to go ahead and say it, particularly to crotchety old men, right, that are running a lot of businesses, they're going to look at you like, are you kidding me right now? You're going to come in and do what? You're going to talk to me about happiness? It really, you've got to run into that all the time, don't you? Just people who believe that, you know, we don't have time or money to hear, I'm not here to make people happy. I'm here to make money, right?
Yes, exactly. I typically use other words than happiness. I use engaged or committed or satisfied. And I really do show the economic benefits. It's really not just the morally right thing to do, but it's really the fiscally responsible thing to do.
You know, I'm wondering, how do I know if I'm appropriately happy? I mean, I'm a CEO, and I'm wondering right now, is my company happy? I don't know. So how would I know if I need your services?
Lots of times people come to me just with this feeling of something's not quite right, and I'm not sure what it is. You know, I think I need some help, and they don't know where to go. Do they need a strategic advisor? Do they need an HR person to come in and do an employee engagement survey? They just don't know where to go.
So if I want to find out more about happiness and Chris Cook and Capiche, what do I do?
Well, you can go to my website, and it's capiche.us. That's CAPICHE.US.
Well, that sounds great. It's been a delight having you here with us. And thank you, of course, for your support of Evolutionaries. We have valued that. And it's great that we've finally been able to sit down and chat about this. And I think what we should do is plan to bring some real kind of case study issues to the table and see how you might respond to some real world challenges out there.
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Yes.
That would be great.
Well, good luck to you. I know you're off doing a whole bunch of speeches in the near term, so break a leg, and we will talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks.
That was Chris Cook Capiche. She absolutely convinced me that it's a legitimate and real issue in building a culture of success.
Definitely. I believe her. And, you know, what I also admire about Chris Cook is I think it's incredibly courageous to step up and say, I'm going to build a business around this. This is how critical it is. I'm going to actually devote my livelihood to helping people in this way.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. And
yeah.
I love the message.
She came up to me after a speech I did in Southern Oregon. And she was so intensive and focused, and she's just got a great presence about her, and I'm sure she's going to do super as a consultant.
Absolutely. Well, we would love to hear if you have any stories about company cultures that you think are happy places to be. We're looking for those case studies, and we'd love to hear from you. So please join us next time on Ask the Authors.